Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insiders.
You know when somebody wins the lottery and then suddenly everybody comes out of the woodwork? The second cousins, the family friend from the dog next door, that old job you used to have at Rogers Video. Hey buddy, remember me? What's up, my good vibe DJ tribe? You know, sometimes success can feel a lot like winning the lottery. Not in the sense that it's random, because obviously you worked your freaking butt off for it, but in the sense that all these people that never really wanted to acknowledge you in the first place are suddenly all up in your business. And this viewer, with their little ass killing the question, is experiencing just that. They say, Kilma, recently started up a successful event at a newer club. I struggled to get booked for ages, and then I just went out there and started getting myself gigs. This happened to land me a regular residency. Now I'm noticing that people that didn't believe in me, wouldn't bother booking me before, and had no interest in even having a conversation with me, come out asking for DJ gigs. They're acting like we're longtime friends. At first, I felt like I was finally being accepted into the industry, and that felt good. But I have a gut feeling it's more than that. I don't know what to do, who to trust, or book for guest spots. What would you do? This is a wonderful question, and I feel like DJs often find themselves in the promoting field, and then you get to experience both sides of what it's like to be asked for a gig and to have to decide who the hell to book. So let's start off with the easy stuff. Number one, look at their behavior. You can actually find this out pretty easily online. Check out, are they supporting other events? Are they promoting themselves? Are they going to the shows themselves? This is going to give you a good idea of what it might be like to work with them and what they might have to offer you. Number two, avoid the big mouths, if of course you are aware of them, because some of us, we have nothing to do with the drama, so we don't even realize it's going on. But if you know that, you know, this artist that wants to get booked by you regularly complains about other artists or promoters or people that they've worked with, you might want to stay away from them, because you're trying to build professional relationships based on trust. And if this person is going out there, even if like legitimate reasons to be upset, but they're doing it all the time, they might not have very good communication skills. Therefore, the issues get worse because they don't really know how to deal with them as they come. So beware of the shiz talkers. Number three, make short-term commitments. Now, you're the resident, so you're going to be there every weekend or night or what have you, but you don't have to book the same people with you all the time. You can make these short-term commitments so that people can build trust with you, so that you can see how they work one-on-one with you. You want people that are present, that are committed, that are consistent. So if you occasionally work with people and you notice that maybe they're not always committed to the event that you're putting on, it's kind of a bit of a red flag for you, right? Number four, trust your gut. Chances are, if you've just got this gut feeling like, oh man, I don't know if I can trust this person, you're probably right. Now, keeping in mind that this industry comes with risks. Hell, any industry comes with risks. Someone can seem amazing and lovely and hardworking and totally manipulate and screw you over. So say that your gut is always right is wrong. But if we don't take risks, then how will we ever figure out who is worth trusting and who isn't? If there's 100 DJs to pick from and only 10 of them are actually worth your time, you'll never know if you don't start booking people. So with that comes the trial and error. You start to learn new red flags that you missed before. And that's the main point here, is that it's a learning experience. And the thing about making mistakes is that it's actually a learning experience. Next time you can do things differently, you can take a step back, look at those situations for what they were, and see what you missed or what you could do different. Another really important point to keep in mind within all of this, because you are finding yourself in the promoter position, is to maybe even have empathy for other promoters that you used to request bookings from. Maybe you weren't really giving it your all. Maybe you could have worked harder. Maybe there was more that you could have done. And in working with other artists, you might see how you'd like to run your business differently. So that being said, I wish you lots of luck. I hope that your learning experiences only bring you more success. And I know they can if you let them. But I want to hear from the rest of you people listening. What are some learning experiences that you could have only learned if you made those mistakes? What were those mistakes? What were the red flags that you missed? Was there a time where you gained, you know, some sort of huge success in your career, and then suddenly people were coming out of the woodwork and you're just like, really? Really, guys? Like, you didn't want to acknowledge me before, but now? Now you want to be friends? And as always, if you guys have questions, you can hashtag AskKilma on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also email me privately if you'd like to be anonymous like these last couple of viewers. But until next time, don't let no one kill your vibe.